headlines. Government refutes U.S. claims on Sinometals mine tailings dam spill. Government retains stake in toll revenues on Great North Road despite private contractor deal. Trump-Putin meeting set amid Ukraine war ceasefire push. To present the news, I'm Lucivilo Gondwe. The Zambian government has disputed the U.S. government's assertion that new data on the Sinometals mine tailings dam spill reveals the presence of hazardous substances, including arsenic, cyanide, and uranium, posing health risks. Addressing the media in Lusaka this morning, chief government spokesperson Cornelius Mwetwa says there's no need for panic, as government's swift response has normalized the situation and the immediate danger to human, animal and plant life has been averted. Mr. Mwetwa explains that laboratory results show that pH levels have returned to normal and concentrations of heavy metals are steadily decreasing, while government has been actively monitoring water, soil and sediment samples, with over 200 samples collected and analyzed. He said some of the interventions that government has taken in response to this matter include the Zambia Environmental Management Agency, ZEMA, issuing a suspension of operations at the plant and an environmental restoration order, while the Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development issued a compliance order outlining 12 mandatory corrective actions. Mr. Mwetwa has assured that government will continue to provide support to affected communities until the situation is fully resolved, and that a consultancy firm will be selected to undertake a comprehensive environmental impact assessment.
The government, through its specialized agency, mounted a robust and vigorous response that has normalized the situation to the extent where government can confidently now assure the safety of the people in the affected areas. As the nation may recall, the pollution was in the form of slippage of acid and heavy metals into Tambishi Stream, Mwambashi and Kafue rivers following the failure of the tailing dam at Sinometals. Laboratory results show that the pH levels have returned to normal and concentrations of heavy metals are steadily decreasing, which means that the immediate danger to human, animal and plant life has been averted as we speak today.
Voting in the Mufuwe parliamentary by-election has been characterized by a fair voter turnout as the electorate vote for a member of parliament. We are joined by our staffer, Chamuka Shalubala, who is in Mufuwe monitoring the voting process. Good afternoon, Chamuka. Good afternoon, Chamuka. Hello? We seem to have lost contact with our staffer in Mufuwe, and we will continue with the rest of the bulletin. Infrastructure and Urban Development Minister Charles Milupi has disclosed that government continues to earn a share of toll revenues despite outsourcing the construction and rehabilitation of the 327-kilometer stretch of the Great North Road to a private concessionaire, Macro Ocean Investment Consortium Limited. Speaking during an inspection of the ongoing roadworks, Mr. Milupi explains that under the public-private partnership, the concessionaire secured the full $649 million financing off government's balance sheet, while operations and maintenance costs of the five-year term remain their responsibility, with government only retaining an escalating percentage of toll receipts. Mr. Milupi says government continues to benefit from associated taxes, ensuring a steady income stream without direct treasury expenditure on the project. He also clarified that domestic funding sources such as NAPSA pensions were not sufficient to underwrite a project of this scale, and that external financing offered higher returns to investors. Mr. Milupi has emphasized that the arrangement reduces long-term public liabilities while delivering a substantially upgraded road corridor, with some sections expected to be complete by December 2026.
We as government have not fully foregone revenues from the tolls on this road. We participate in the revenues. Number one, we get a share, as government, we get a share of the revenues on the tolls throughout the period. In fact, it goes up as the concession progresses. Number two, there is obviously taxes. Government will continue to get taxes. One of the issues that has come up is that of the use of funds from local institutions. Specifically, NAPSA, why didn't we do it under NAPSA? NAPSA is a pension institution.
Well, the Road Development Agency, RDA, Director Planning and Design Engineer, Yobe Mwalula, disclosed that so far the progress of constructing and rehabilitating the road stands at 45%, with the Fisenge Masangano to Luansha Road currently operational to the public.
Progress on the road stands at the 45%, that represents the earthworks, the ones that are lighted on the layers. The drainage work includes the bridge construction work that's approved, including the asphalt surfacing. Now, in terms of the asphalt surfacing, a total of 190 kilometers has been laid thus far. You notice that when you do the ratio, this is about 30%, but when you include other ways,
we return to our story on the Mufue parliamentary by-election. I'm joined by our staffer Chamuka Shalubala, who is in Mufue monitoring the voting process. Good afternoon, Chamuka.
Good afternoon, Lusilo. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So please run us through, what time did polling stations open and how is the voter turnout?
Okay, kindly speak up.
What time did the polling stations open?
Oh, okay, all right. So the polling stations actually opened at exactly 6 hours. That's when the polling stations actually opened. And as usual, that's been observed as the day was starting. The turnout was really low. Was really low, but as the day progressed, looking at this time it being 13, the turnout has drastically improved. As you asked, what time the stations opened was exactly as 6 hours.
Okay, how would you describe the mood amongst the electorate?
Sorry?
The mood. How would you describe?
Oh, okay. The mood is very fair. It's very fair and calm, very calm. It's important to note that this should not be taken away from what has been happening in the recent by-elections. We've observed that the by-elections that have been held recently, some have been very, very calm, and this one is no exception. It's very calm, just like waters, and no any events that can trigger an atmosphere, electric atmosphere that would cause havoc at any of the polling stations that we've visited so far. But all in all, the mood is very calm. Electorates are in joyful mood, waiting to cast their votes.
Okay, would you be able to tell us what the mix is? Do we have a lot of youth showing up?
Youth, they are youth showing up, and of course, development is what they are crying for. it is a constituency which is seeking massive development, and with the coming on board of CDF, which has been increased in the electorate, those who are casting their votes today before the stations close are actually wanting that who's going to be elected victor to ensure that there is a development in Mfumbwe constituency, to ensure that it's also on track and be one of those best performing constituencies. As you know, the local government, the Minister of Local Government, has time and again expressed concern that most constituencies are not utilizing the CDF, which has already been increased on an annual basis. And now the message from these electorates is that they need to see development.